Hey guys, welcome back. Right before the episode, I just wanted to pop in and give a huge shout out and congratulations to Deciem and Deciem Labs for launching OLabs today. Today is the official launch date for 6 products that are just all extraordinary. Amazing, amazing products. This episode is going to cover all of them. I hope you guys love this episode with Prithvi. He has taken such a wonderful approach in terms of just explaining everything, the science behind it, the logic behind it, why he created the products, and I just can't wait for you guys to dive in and learn as much as I did while speaking to him. So enjoy the show. I just wanted to pop in before the episode and let you know, preface the episode and let you know what it's all about, but I think you're gonna really love this one. And all of the products, like I said, are extraordinary. Just nothing less than what you would expect from the ordinary every single time. So dive in, enjoy, and let me know what you guys think. Thank you so much. Hey guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host Ekta, and today I have such a special guest for you. I am such a huge fan of Deciem as a whole, as just everything that they stand for, and to be able to do this interview today is so special and near and dear to my heart. As many of you know, Deciem and The Ordinary have recently launched their sister project, which is known as OLabs. And OLabs has this beautiful, set of products that they've released, which I am so excited to be hosting their chief scientific officer here, Prithvi Kaka, who we have had on the show before to talk about NEOD and everything that NEOD stands for, which is also within the Deciem family. But today he's here to tell us all about OLabs and everything that he has created for this line, and just all of the innovations that have gone behind all of these products. So without further ado and without me ranting too much, I want to introduce you guys once again to Prithvi. Prithvi, welcome to the show. I'm so honored and humbled to host you here.
Thank you, Ekta. Thank you for all those kind words. Hello, everyone. My name is Prithvi Kaka, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer at the Deciem Labs.
Yeah, it's such an honor, like I said, Prithvi, to host you. And I'm really excited about OLabs because you guys have some phenomenal products, you know, that I've had the immense privilege of already trying and testing. And I'm just so excited to dive in. And I have a nice set of questions for you. So I hope you're ready to answer all of them for us. I want to start off, Prithvi, by learning about what is the OLab? You know, what is it? If you could go into like the details of the philosophy and everything related to that.
Absolutely. So OLab, the external facing, the amazing visuals and assets you've seen. So that's actually our platform to be able to launch all the new products. And that was more to have an authentic connect with our community, give them some early access, and also show them some behind the scenes, the type of things or the usual flow we would have to bring any product to life. So it was more the interface to be able to connect with our audience in a much intimate way and to show them one drop at a time.
I love that. I love that. And so, you know, so really it's like a kind of a budding off project is really what it is. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, the products are great. I really, really love it. And I know that you guys have, the 6 new launches that have come out, and I would love to talk about the underlying skin health goals, you know, that are being addressed by these 6 new launches. If you could briefly explain, you know, each one of them and kind of go into them from a routine perspective so the consumers can understand like how to, you know, incorporate them.
Totally. So the 6 products actually connect back to the regimen type of application that we kind of portray our brand with. So so within our brand, we kind of categorize them as like prep, treat, and seal, like 3 different steps. So prep is all about preparing the skin, like cleaning, toning, and that's kind of the step before you use any treatment product. And treatment is like, that's kind of the main step within the regimen where you're actually targeting a specific skin concern. So that's where all our serums, like niacinamide, hyaluronic, vitamin C, all of them fall under. And seal is truly like a moisturizer or an SPF. So where you just seal your treatment and kind of give moisturization as actually needed by the skin. So if we take that as like a grounding thing, so we wanted to kind of diversify our portfolio. So we were kind of hearing wide open on what the community is kind of requesting for a long time. And also when we're looking at our, when we were looking at our portfolio, we kind of saw a few more opportunities where we can just plug them in so we can give more options for our followers to be able to personalize their skincare routine. So for example, within the OLabs, we launched, like you said, six products, and there are two cleansers that fall within the prep stage, and we've got two treatments. So within the two treatments, actually, we introduced a new kind of category, or we kind of added an addition. As you all know, so niacinamide, hyaluronic, we kind of call them as very targeted serums like hydration or brightening, whereas the multi-active serums, like what you've seen, the multi-peptide eye, that's kind of a multi-active serum. And when I am talking about the product, I'll give you more context on how that really differentiates. And then within Seal, we've actually launched two moisturizers. I'm happy to kind of dive deep into each one of them and kind of give you how they connect back to this whole categorization. So when it comes to the prep and the two new cleansers, so you all knew Squalane Cleanser, and it's been one of the stellar within the cleansers in the market. However, the Squalane Cleanser is an oil-based cleanser. It's non-foamy. So it only has a certain scope. So we wanted to elaborate, and we wanted to have more options from a sensorial point of view, which is why we kind of expanded into two cleansers. So the first one is Glucoside Foaming Cleanser. So as the name implies, it is our very first foaming cleanser with an ordinary. And it was also one of the most requested as well from our brand loyalists. So even though it's a foamy cleanser, our intent was to keep it extremely gentle. So some of the tidbits that I just want to share in this forum is the foaming cleanser that we kind of have, we've kind of done all the due diligence and kind of the design and framework in a way to actually be as gentle as a baby cleanser. So when we were selecting the ingredients, when we were selecting the actual surfactant, which helps to clean, and also the simplicity of the product, and also the testing we did, the objective is to keep it extremely gentle. So one thing that you might notice in that cleanser is we've used no actives at all. It's normal to see cleansers with actives that comes with claims saying barrier support, barrier repair, and et cetera. But our cleanser, we were able to see some amazing claims like strengthening skin barrier, improving the skin clarity or the look of skin texture with continued usage, right? So that was possible with just the design of our formula and how minimalistic it is and without any active ingredients. And of course, the cleanser is like non-comedogenic. It's not irritating to eye at all. Or even the skin, and it's suitable for like even sensitive skin. So truly the cleanser is like, it's a foaming option, but it comes extremely gentle. And for anyone that's looking to double cleanse, it's actually a perfect fit. So anyone that still loves to use an oil cleanser to remove makeup or sunscreen, they can always use a Squalane Cleanser. And then to finish off, to get a really clean skin feel, they can follow on with something like Glucoside Foaming Cleanser, which is like a perfect fit.
I love that. And
I love that. And, you know, I want to just say this real quick, Pradviz, just to feed on what you said is that I love the cleansers because you know what? My skin is not stripped for once by a cleanser. I cannot tell you, there have been times where I had to stop using certain cleansers because they would like leave my skin feeling as if, you know, all of the life was sucked out of them, like literally, like, you know, my skin just, but these cleansers are so different. They have a totally different feeling and they are very much daily cleansers. And you're very accurate in what you said, you know, even from my perspective as, you know, like from the medical perspective, but also as a consumer, like I can feel the difference. You know what I mean? Like when I use it every day in the morning, because my skin doesn't feel that same stripped feeling, you know, the same feeling of, oh, there's nothing left on my skin. So that makes total sense. And I agree with you. I feel that way as a consumer.
So happy to hear. Yeah. So next, moving on to the second cleanser within the family, or number three in the realm of cleansers we have. So glycolipid cream cleanser is kind of another variant. So the difference truly is it doesn't contain foam. There's no oil, but it's a creamy cleanser that's still extremely gentle. But even though there's no oil and there's no foam, it still effectively removes something like makeup, still maintaining or respecting skin's natural pH. So that was like another sensorial difference we wanted to give, because we know not a lot of people like foam or oil. So we wanted to kind of bring this another variation within cleansers. So truly anyone can personalize their cleansing routine as well. And again, from the testing point of view, we have amazing results from safety standpoint that it's extremely not irritating at all to skin and eyes, and it's suitable for like even sensitive skin. And really the type of skin types that benefit from something like this is actually a balanced skin type, or like a dry skin. And like I said, it's very non-drying and non-stripping cleanser. And actually all three cleansers, the key goal for us was to maintain the gentleness and kind of respecting skin's pH and skin's barrier. And again, what I would like to highlight also, which we try to kind of make it a big point of difference, none of our cleansers have active ingredients. And again, our point here is to say that treatments, which is the serums or the different type of options we have within our treat portfolio, is the key way to go. Because again, cleansers are not staying on the skin forever. They're only on the skin for a few minutes or even seconds. And there's so many variables. There's so many differences between how much people apply and how much water or how forcefully they cleanse it off their skin. So because of all of these variations, we thought it's really redundant to actually add active ingredients in a cleanser.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it makes sense. And you know what? That's really interesting to me that you did come out with these different variations of the cleanser, because I think right now, you know, every brand, they come out with a cleanser, but no one's able to explain why it matters. You know, no one's able to give me, you know, I've interviewed hundreds of brands, you know, as you know, Prithvi, and I always ask them about their active products, you know, the active ingredient products. And because I stay away from the cleansers. And the reason is, because I don't think there's any real reason you even have a cleanser half time, you know, like these brands. Like I don't know what it's serving, like what purpose is it serving in your routine? So I think it's very important that, you know, we focus on what you've highlighted here with these products, because they really are made for, you know, like you said, like for people who are looking for that cleansing step to be gentler and more, you know, to deliver what it's supposed to deliver, right? Without having to worry about other irritation, other side effects, you know, because obviously going into step two, which I know you're going to tell us about more about the active based products, is, you know, you want your skin to be at this nice pH or this nice balance before you put anything else on top of it. And that's one of the biggest pitfalls I've seen other brands with their cleansers, is that you have already like done some damage and that cleansing step, so that when someone goes on to apply like a serum, right, that's a little bit more harsh, it'll have a harsher effect than it should because you've already done some wrong, you know, on that initial step of cleansing. So I love that you explained that so well. Thank you for that. But I would love for you to continue with other products as well.
Absolutely. So getting into the treat category, we've launched two serums, and the first one we launched was the multi-peptide eye serum. And like I started saying, we kind of see our serums in two categories, like the targeted serums, which is niacinamide hyaluronic, very targeted. They focus on one function, but it's mostly one or two ingredients. But here, multi-peptide eye is truly, like the name says, it's multi-active eye serum. So it's very, very holistic in the way the formula is designed. So for example, we had caffeine 5% plus EGCG for ears. However, the scope of that serum is limited. So we wanted to kind of expand into that category with something much more broader in scope. So just even to start with, I mean, we have different combination of ingredient, as the name implies, multi-peptide. We have multiple peptide technologies. We still have caffeine. We have niacinamide in there as well. We have some botanical based ingredients. Again, the selection of these active ingredients are also very complementary to each other. And just from a high level, we've got about 35% active ingredients. And again, the design is very much focused in giving that holistic benefit all around the eyes, which is why from a pricing standpoint, it is a little pricey. But kind of, I hope I was able to kind of give you that clarity on why it is kind of a bit more pricier than our caffeine with the active ingredients or the design. And from the claim standpoint, I mean, as you've probably seen our assets or the website, it does show significant improvement in the crow's feet and under eye wrinkles in just 4 weeks. And from safety standpoint, we've got tons of data. It's proven to be non-irritating around the eyes. We've even conducted some eye irritation studies, and it was all kind of favoring to kind of say that it's extremely safe around the eyes.
I love
so
that.
So that's our eye serum.
Yeah. No, we need that. We need that though. We need the eye serum because honestly, the eyes, here's the thing. I'm going to be very honest here. And I know a lot of the listeners out there, you guys can relate. And, you know, Prithvi, thank you for being so like, you know, thorough in explaining that because we need that. Okay. As consumers, we need to understand this stuff. And the idea is with eye creams that really bothers me is that they're not they are irritating, you know, other eye creams. Like I have used some of the best brands, you know, out there that claim to be the best brands or whatever. And, you know, they'll say, oh, we're a luxury brand. We've gone through all of this testing and we've done all this, but it's like, I put your eye cream on and my eyes start burning. That's not normal. You know what I mean? So it's like, if your eye cream is causing burning in your eyes, it leads you to wonder, is it really safe? And is it efficacious? You know, because at the end of the day, your eye serum or eye cream should never be doing that. And I've never had that problem with this new launch. I mean, it's a beautiful product. I've loved it ever since I was trying it. So I'm a huge fan.
So already. Happy to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you. So moving on to the Allo 2% and N-acetyl glucosamine 2%. So that is one of the first of its kind. So we wanted to kind of take a different approach here. So we've kind of seen a lot of anti-acne products like Salicylic or various other types of OTC products in the acne space. But we wanted to bring something that can kind of be a pre and post acne type of product. So Allo has been known for its soothing benefits. So we thought Allo is a really right fit. And also Allo as an active ingredient, it is extremely effective. So even to kind of give you some context, the type of Allo we've chose. So in Allo, there's different grades you can get. And our Allo is called as 200S to 1. So what that means is, they actually take 200 kilos of allo fillets to make 1 kilo of active ingredient. So that's kind of the type of aloe we've used in this product. And we used 2% pure powder weight by weight in this serum. So it's very, very concentrated and very effective from what kind of it says to itself. And we combined with NAG, the N-acetyl glucosamine, which is another amazing active ingredient that can actually improve the surface exfoliation in a much gentler way. Again, we wanted to take this route because acne-prone skin is already partially irritated, and we wanted to kind of take this very basic approach to kind of be very effective for all the concerns around pre and post acne. And we also have another peptide, which is very new to the industry, which kind of also helps with the post acne marks as well. So I think together, it's a beautiful product that can target pre and post symptoms or conditions, skin conditions. And we've seen some amazing results in our testing. Like, for example, I can kind of give you some. It significantly reduces the appearance of post-acne marks. And it also improves the appearance of uneven skin tone and kind of feel of uneven skin texture in 4 to 8 weeks. And like I said, both from safety and efficacy standpoint, we've seen really good results with this product.
I love that. That's really, really interesting. And, you know, that's important as well, because, you know, right now, I think, especially with the summer months coming up, I know people are going to start experiencing more hyperpigmentation. They're going to start seeing more acne scarring in the, you know, in the sense that obviously when we're exposed to the sun, we're going to get more any type of hyperpigmentation, whether that's post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, whether that's just, you know, randomly going out in the sun, getting freckles, you know, or if you have acne and you're going out in the sun. So this is, I think, a really, really great option and very timely, you know, so I love hearing that. And that's really cool. And I've actually really enjoyed this serum specifically, Prithvi. I think it's a very, very interesting one. And I have a question for you later. But my first question I really want to ask you is about, you know, the R&D side of things, like, you know, because I know that formulating anything new is got to be difficult, right, in terms of like the innovation and the ideas and coming out with something new. So how has that been with the new launches, like from the R&D perspective? Like, you know, has anything changed from how you usually formulate for the ordinary?
Yeah, I mean, it's always an evolution since the start. I mean, our team, for example, is much different than what it was before. So, I mean, just to kind of give you some context, our team is just about 140 and very structured, kind of with R&D, regulatory and quality, kind of different teams. And if I kind of dive into R&D specifically, we've added a lot more different capabilities within our R&D. I mean, there is a clinical research team whose focus is on safety and efficacy. We've got analytical team who kind of extends into helping us looking into raw materials, right? Like, for example, aloe as an example, we want to make sure there's no heavy metals. We want to make sure there's no pesticides in the aloe. We also have an in-house microbiology team who helps in the research stage until the commercialization. So every product, our in-house team is very deeply involved in ensuring that our product passes the challenge testing and also the commercialization. And at the same time, from the research standpoint, we've added a dedicated team in putting more focus into a concept of every single product and also having relevant and deep understanding of science in each and every SKU that we're launching. And at the same time, we're very open, looking out to the industry for all this look out on innovative technologies, innovative platforms and also innovative machinery that can help us make something new and different. Like, for example, we have invested into microfluidization technology, which we actually leveraged for a SKU that we launched in the past, NMF plus HA for scalp, which is truly one of its kind. And till date, within B2C setting, no one has ever used microfluidizer. And again, we use such technology to be extremely relevant to the application. Because like NMF plus HA or NMF are kind of our moisturizers. And without microfluidizer, we would not be able to achieve a texture like a thin milk, which could make really easy for a scalp application. So truly to summarize, we have a lot more infrastructure, resource, and experts within our team today to be even more effective and confident and targeted towards our launches.
Interesting. I love that. And I, you know, that makes sense because you guys are always on the cutting edge. I feel like, you know, like even the products, like, you know, as a consumer, like they really speak for themselves, you know, and the formulas really, really resonate, you know, when you try the products. And this is really for all of our listeners out there. You know, when you I know all of you have tried The Ordinary. I mean, let's be honest here, you know, and every product, it's just, you can tell that the mind and the scientific mind, which is Prithvi, you know, behind it is extraordinary because the products work and they work really, really well. And so, yeah, I completely can see what you mean, Prithvi, with the being the first to, you know, utilize certain technologies because those results speak for themselves, you know, and they really resonate. So with that being said, I want to actually have you finish because I know you were going down the six products for us, and I want to talk about the two moisturizers, and I want you to dive into those and explain to us like why you created those moisturizers and what the difference is between them, if you could.
Absolutely. So before I jump into moisturizers, I just want to close off the treat with one additional point. So both the serums are extremely light in texture. And again, this is all to give the ability to layer one or two products if needed. So, which is why most of our serums under Ordinary are extremely light, minimalistic, and dropperable, and very layer friendly. So in case if you need to add more products on top, like a moisturizer or makeup, it really supports that. So now to moisturizers. So this time around, we've launched one already and there's one to go. So the first one is NMF plus phytoceramides. And I would like to kind of step back and kind of say, we wanted to take like a spectrum approach. So NMF plus HA is our moisturizer. And that was kind of our first within our moisturizer category. And that kind of have a balanced texture. It is not light. It is not heavy, but it just sits in between. And the prime focus of NMF plus HA is a moisturizer. I mean, it really complements after the treat step and it just seals the skin with adequate hydration. So with phytoceramides, we wanted to kind of extend that spectrum to the richer side of things, and we wanted to provide an extreme rich emulsion. So from a chemistry standpoint, our NMF plus HA is like an oil and water emulsion, and the phytoceramides is a water in oil emulsion. So generally, makeup or sunscreens, they tend to kind of use that type of emulsion. Again, that type of emulsions are very rich. They adhere to the skin for much more longer time. But still, the product is proven to be non-comedogenic, non-sensitizing, and it really is extremely hydrating. I know there's a lot of consumers that likes to use acids or retinoids, or that kind of takes some professional treatments to undergo peeling. I think for something like that, just as an extension, phytoceramides just really fits. And also in colder weather conditions, when skin needs extreme hydration, I think phytoceramide just perfectly suits. So that's kind of to summarize the phytoceramides.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just sorry, one other point before we jump on to the next moisturizer. So I know phytoceramides came with a little bit of a pricey tag, but like I said, the chemistry or the formula design is water and oil emulsion, which naturally tends to be more heavy with the ingredients that it contains. So for example, if I compare the NMF plus HA and phytoceramides, phytoceramides contains nearly four times more moisturizing emollients and two times more humectants in the formula. So like it feels very rich, the formula is also extremely rich in the ingredient standpoint. I think it's very important to know that difference because otherwise it could be seen as NMF plus HA is maybe affordable, but the phytoceramides could be seen as a little pricey.
That makes sense. No, that makes sense. I think, I mean, you know, if you want a good formula, you have to understand that you have to trust the brand. You know, that's, I'm a big believer in that. You have to trust the brand. And if you know a brand works, which I know, you know, everyone knows The Ordinary works, you know, at this point, you have to trust that, you know, you guys are known for your amazing price tags. You know, you're known for your amazing accessibility, you know, prices and, you know, accessible prices, sorry, I should say. And, you know, if there is something that is a little pricier, there's a very good reason behind that, you know, and that is probably the technology. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that that is something that for consumers out there that are listening, I mean, should be a no-brainer because as you guys know, The Ordinary is also, it's already as well priced as you're going to get, you know, with really, really good skincare. So, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that though. You know, I'm glad you put that out there. That's very noble of you guys to be so like, you know, transparent about that. I think that's important, but I still believe that it's well worth the money. I mean, you're getting something that's, you're really getting the real deal here. So yeah, I love that. Now,
so let me explain you about our third moisturizer within the range, which is NMF plus beta-glucan. So that kind of spectrum example I was mentioning, NMF plus HA in the middle and phytoceramides on the richer side, we wanted to have something that's extremely light, but still being effective as a moisturizer. So that kind of opened up the opportunity for NMF plus beta-glucan, which is a gel format. So this is one of its kind within the moisturizer lineup we have. And again, this is to kind of give another option from a sensory standpoint to be able to really personalize the regimen. So this could suit very well for an oily skin or from a weather standpoint in a hotter climates, this could be an absolute fit. So even though it's an extreme light and gel texture, like I explained, we wanted this product to be extremely effective moisturizer from active ingredient standpoint. So for example, we've still used the same skin identical natural moisturizing factors. We've used ceramides. We've used beta-glucan as a polysaccharide extractor from reishi mushrooms. So as the active ingredients, by design, they feel extremely light, but from efficacy standpoint, they're really effective. And still, like our other moisturizers, this is non-irritating, non-comedogenic, but still within our clinical testings for efficacy, it showed amazing results in strengthening and improving the skin barrier in just one application. So definitely give it a try.
Wow, I love that. That's so cool. And that's so perfect for the summer months coming up. That's perfect. I mean, I know there's a lot of people who really enjoy that really like light texture in their moisturizer. So that's such a perfect timing for that. So I mean, I encourage everyone out there, especially if you have like oily skin, right? Prithvi, if you have like oilier skin, yes, you could like use this as an option. Yeah, that's really cool.
Absolutely. Just in time.
Awesome. I want to actually ask you, Prithvi, I want to ask you about this, this aloe 2% and NAG 2% solution. I mean, I love this serum. This is one of my favorite serums. It's like, because I use your, the BHA, the AHA 30% and the BHA 2% peeling solution. And what I do is after I use that, I apply this serum on top, like afterwards, and it works so nicely for my skin because it calms everything down. So that's another question I have for you too, is like, if eventually you could address that, like, you know, in terms of like the calming properties of the serum.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, like you said, it is very complementary, and the primary objective of that serum is to kind of visibly reduce the any skin conditions that it may have, like for example, redness or any source of irritation. So yeah, there's definitely no issues or contraindications to use the both together.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, it works really well. That's why I was like, let me just bring it up, you know, in case, because I know a lot of consumers, you know, like I see TikTok all the time. Unfortunately, I have had to go to TikTok, you know, I'm not a TikTok generation person, but I've gone there and people have been like, you know, well, you know, with certain peels, not necessarily this one, but in general with peels and, you know, any kind of like, you know, peeling solutions or masks or whatever, they have this redness afterwards. And so I wanted to actually bring that up and get your opinion about that, you know, using this serum afterwards, you know, with the ordinary peeling solution, because it works in terms of reducing redness. I mean, I never have huge issues anyways, because I think that, you know, the peeling solution is beautifully formulated and it works absolutely like wonders for my skin, but like just to help my skin heal, this has been such a godsend for me in terms of like a follow-up step. So that's why I really brought
it up. So happy to hear. Yeah, so happy to hear. And just additionally, I mean, aloe can also be used alongside niacinamide 10%, zinc 1%, or also hyaluronic acid 2% plus B5, or even the multi-peptide plus the HS serum. I think it really complements and fits kind of within any routine that anyone is looking for.
Absolutely. No, I mean, that's a really great point. And, you know, I really think that one of the things, and I kind of want you to address this a little bit, if you could, Prithvi, is this idea of like people, like, you know, in the beginning, right? Like, I remember when I first discovered Neod, like Neod for me was like this holy grail. It, you know, skincare line that I stumbled upon, like back before Skincare Anarchy even existed. And I remember when I first went onto the website, I was so enamored by like the beautiful, like you guys did not cut corners. You know, you were out there saying, this is the formula, this is the chemical, you know, name, this is the name of the actual molecule that we put in this. You know what I mean? It was like really in there. And I want to ask you, you know, when people are actually combining products from Olabs, right? Like, you know, what are some things that they need to understand? Like, is there anything, like any kind of like, I don't know, like preset, like routine or anything like that, that you could tell them about? Or is it okay to just mix and match however you feel best?
Yeah. So, I mean, I could generally kind of give some context to that. So I think our website is a perfect resource for that. So we've actually got a regimen builder, and that regimen builder is very logically built to guide any new or existing skincare user, again, based on their skin concern, to direct them in the right direction. So technically speaking, I mean, I personally recommend any one skin concern to actually drive that journey. And I would be extremely conservative and minimalistic, right? Like, I know a lot of people love to use a lot of products together in one regimen, but it's actually not needed. So like the ordinary structure, prep, treat, and seal, that's actually the way to go. And just 1 to 2 products within each category should just perfectly fit. And there are some nuances within what to use together or what not to use together. So for example, when we're formulating products, we don't put acids and peptides together because peptides chemistry is not able to support in an acidic pH or in a high alkaline pH. So when anyone is using like, for example, our Jirlene metric. So it's better not to have them used in the same routine, but they can absolutely use them one in the evening, for example, an acid, or in the morning, a peptide could kind of be designed in that way. Or another example is, I think the most popular popularly asked question is niacinamide and vitamin C. We usually don't recommend combining them because we actually went to a point of testing it actually on an ex vivo skin. Have the ability, like I said, we have a clinical lab, we have something called Raman spectroscopy. We actually have the ability to bring ex vivo skin models where you can actually pick the gender, age group, and you can actually get the skin, human skin, but ex vivo. So we actually went to a point of designing a study to actually see the difference. So we applied niacinamide by itself, the 10% formula, and one of our vitamin C formulas separately. And we were able to see how they're kind of being through the skin. And we actually combined them as well in the same design and saw how they are negating each other. So which is why we usually don't recommend combining niacinamide and vitamin C as well in the same regimen for that exact reason.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So otherwise, I think my two cents is leverage the regimen builder, kind of categorize your regimen in these steps, start slow, and just let your skin concern drive the design of your regimen.
I love that. And I love that you guys have that available on the website. That's really, really important to have. And I think, yeah, I agree. We should all be, I'm going to utilize that because I use a lot of products by the ordinary. So yeah, I'm going to definitely utilize that myself. Now, one of the big questions I also have, you know, for you, Prithvi, specifically, is were any of the products, like one specifically, was there one that was the most challenging in terms of formulating? And if so, why?
Yeah. Actually, two. So NMF plus phytoceramides was extremely tricky. Again, water and oil emulsions are tricky to formulate. And as you all know, the chemistry, you can't combine water and oil together, and we need to force them. So we force them with energy and emulsifiers to have them close together for a period of time, but eventually it's inevitable. The oil and water will separate, but the objective is to keep them intact until their shelf life. So, I mean, in the spectrum of emulsions, the oil and water are the most stable, and water and oil are extremely delicate. So we had really tough time designing the formula and also scaling up the formula to bigger sizes. So for example, one of the amazing things with Indesium is we've got all the resources from end to end. So we can design the formula, we can also make the formula, and our sizes are, we can start anywhere from 3 kilos until 5,000 kilos. Wow. So in the process of scaling the product up, it was a big challenge, and because of the delicateness of the emulsion, it was extremely hard. And then the next one is the aloe. We started thinking it's probably an easy one, but it took us so many trials. And the reason being, the type of aloe we chose, like I said, it's the 200:1 ratio, the most concentrated aloe you could find. And sugars are not good when you're actually putting the formula under stress. So we had to do hundreds of reiterations to actually get to the final one. So I would say the two were kind of the nightmares.
Wow. No, I can imagine that's, you're using very, very, you know, like a new approach. So I can definitely see it being challenging, but yeah, hey, you're the expert here for a reason. So I'm glad you know how to do it. And I'm glad that you're creating it for us, because I really, really love those products. And I mean, they're really phenomenal. So, I would say that you've done an extraordinary job. So thank you for creating those for us, because they're lovely.
Thank you.
My next question is, I know that you had addressed this a little bit earlier, but, you know, in terms of the synergy amongst the products and the new products, but if you were to suggest like some that work the very best together? Like, what would your suggestions be like in terms of which ones work the absolute best when you just put them together?
So I would say, I mean, it's, again, it comes down to the skin concern, right? So for example, anyone that has kind of an acne prone skin, the best things actually to combine. So for example, with the recent launch of glucoside foaming cleanser. So, I mean, most of the acne prone skins are tend to be oily. So glucoside is kind of the perfect cleanser to choose. And if there is active acne spots, I think salicylic 2% solution that we have does a really phenomenal job. And now with our aloe 2%, which can be your staple always. So salicylic, I would only recommend when you actually see an active acne spot, but otherwise there's truly no point unless you want to kind of exfoliate the skin. But aloe 2% in that regimen can be a daily product, which can help maintain the skin, especially for acne prone skin. And then as a moisturizer, NMF plus HA could be a perfect fit, or our NMF plus beta-glucan, our new moisturizer, can also perfectly suit. So a regimen like that could be very complementary to the skin. On the other hand, if someone is looking for an age support solution, they could always start with something like a glycolipid cleanser and a multi-peptide HA and a multi-peptide I, and it could end with NMF plus phytoceramides. I think the way the products are designed and different products across these categories could really complement each other.
I love that. Thank you for that. Yeah, it makes sense, actually. I mean, I think I'm using that, the routine correctly. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, to round out the interview, Prithvi, I want to ask you, you know, how do you feel that your team has grown from this, you know, from the perspective of science through this whole process of creating these brand new products and, you know, anything that you would want to comment on in that regard?
Yeah, I would love to explain this. So, when we started, we were such a small and nimble team, but every step of the way, the things that we thought are essential in the process of the product life cycle, one day we wanted to have them in-house. And I can very happily say that I think now we have every expert, every resource that is needed in the making of product is in-house today. So like I said, I mean, almost 9-10 years ago, it just started with one person, Brandon, and then in the lab it was myself. And today, just our scientific team is about 140 people. And it spans between a bachelor degree to a PhD. And like I said, we have R&D team, which is about 30 chemists, which are working across different brands, different subcategories. And we have clinical team who are true scientists with PhDs, whose scope is truly safety and efficacy. And we have analytical team, again, PhDs in helping us analyze, validate, support the percentage claims or the heavy metals or the pesticides who are giving us confidence in the formulations we're making. And the microbiology team, which is the most sensitive thing within the manufacturing and also the shelf life of the product. So we have a team of about 11 microbiologists, and we have our own microbiology lab, which is kind of helping us kind of continue the process. And we also have toxicologists within our team who kind of from their lens looks at the formula, looks at the design, looks at the delivery of these formulas to the skin and guides us in the right direction to say, hey, this might seem high or this might seem too low. So again, we're lucky to have all these subject matter experts. And together is what makes the Deciem Labs or the Ordinary Labs.
I love that. I love that. I love how well-rounded you guys are too. That's really, really nice to hear. You have the microbiology and toxicology component there as well. I mean, that's very rare to see, especially these days. You know, I know that I recently, I think about a month ago, I had written a paper about the toxicology in cosmeceuticals and how important it is. And I'm so surprised sometimes, Pradvi, about how there are people out there that create products and they don't have a toxicologist on board. You know, it's like, it blows my mind. And I'm like, how do you do that? You know, you have to have somebody like that, you know? So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, we're very happy that now we have a whole community of experts to put energy into this engine to make new products.
I love that. I love that. And congratulations to the whole Deciem team for growing so beautifully. And, you know, it's so cool to see that. That's really, really interesting. Now, my last question for you is there anything that you would like our audience to know about the new launches? Or really, actually, you know, more so, I want to get any advice you have, you know, about skin health, about utilizing these beautiful new products and just, you know, taking care of our largest organ, you know, any kind of words of wisdom that you can offer us.
Yeah. So, like I started with, Ordinary is all about giving you the right products to be able to truly personalize your regimen. So my biggest recommendation is understand what the skin concern is. And design a regimen that perfectly suits your skin and suits the type of style that you're looking for. Always try to use as less products as possible. I know I should not be saying this, but you really don't need too many products. So just follow the guardrails, like explain, prep, treat, and seal. I think that's the way to go. That's the way to structure your regimen. And just keep speaking to your skin directly. I think your skin could respond if it becomes too much or if it's really helping. It is the best reflection of if you're going in the right direction or not. So those are kind of my few cents, I'd say.
Yeah. No, I love that. That's really, really good advice. And I like that you said that. And, you know, for everyone listening out there, you know, I just want to say, as someone who has been a huge fan of not only Prithvi's work, but everything that Deciem does. I mean, I am literally one of their biggest fans. I'm not just saying that. Like, I've been a huge fan for many, 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 you know, like, iterations and different formulations. Every time they come out with something, I'm always like on board with trying it, buying it, whatever I can do. And I can tell you honestly, if you guys use this line and this, you know, these products, whatever they are for you, you're going to see results. Like, that's my personal opinion as a consumer and as also as a scientist myself. You know, I think that there's a huge difference that can be seen between truly efficacious lines versus those that are not. And, you know, Deciem, The Ordinary, Olabs, Neod, every single one, you know, you're going to see a huge difference compared to a lot of the products out there, because it's all based on real science. It's all based on efficacy. It's all based on things that work. Okay. That's the end all be all, you know, it works. And so, you know, I really urge all of our listeners, go, you know, check out whatever product resonates with you, really, really take advantage of that, you know, the resource available on the website to build your routine. And, you know, leave us any comments, feedbacks, questions that you might have for Prithvi's team, and I will definitely pass them along. And Prithvi, thank you so much. This has been, like I said, such an honor to host you again. It's always a privilege to talk to you. So thank you so much. Sure.
Thank you, Ekta, and pleasure to be here. And thank you for all Ekta's followers and Deciem followers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.